Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Nice and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Tonight, we have an amazing guest. My guest, Misa Hilton, is going to be a life class, so sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show, because we're going to talk about how to be inspired and what's your vision. What is your vision? I want you to think about that before we get into the show. What is your vision? Have a clear intention on what your vision is. I want you to have clarity, too, when you think about what your vision is, because I think a lot of the times when we create these vision boards or vision minds or visions, what happens is we're not clear on what they are. And what happens is other people come in, they chime into what they think our vision should be through their eyes. So we're going to talk about that tonight here on Max and Friends. We're also going to talk about some fun stuff. So stay tuned. If it's your first time tuning in, thank you for joining me here on Max and Friends. We're here every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio for the last 8 years, 8.5 years. But wherever we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be. So welcome to the show. You can tweet me at Max Tucci. And my guest, you could tweet her at Misa, MisaHylton. That's Misa Hilton. She's going to be joining me. We're going to play some music, talk about life, talk about fashion, talk about style, talk about your vision, your dream, and abundance. How was your week? Did you have an abundant week? You know, I woke up this morning like I do every morning, and the first words I say are thank you. Thank you because I'm here. Thank you because I'm able to be me. And thank you to have clarity in who I am. Do you know who you are? Well, you know, we always have Gordana Biernat and Nanda G on the show and Valerie Love. And we talk about who am I? Who am I? What does that mean? Who am I? Well, tonight, maybe Misa will give us some tips on who she is and how you can discover who you are, because she does some great one-on-one life coaching sessions. And I think that if you reach out to her, you're going to be inspired. Actually, I know for sure you will. Because it's always nice to line up with someone who gets your vision. They don't set it for you, but they get it, and they encourage you, and they got your back, and they say, your vision is what's going to get you. I always say, what is it that gives you bliss, that gives you joy? What makes you smile? Those are our heart virtues, and with those, we dive into our purpose here. So think about that tonight when we have the show. It's a life class, so we're going to have some fun tonight with my guest, Misa Hilton. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. Hey, if you want to check out our archives, go to latalkradio.com/max. And I encourage you right now to go to the Play Store where you can get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free. You can download it to your smartphone, and you could take me with you on the road every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on LA Talk Radio. I'm going to play you a song right now for one of my best friends, Sharon Agati, Lead Me to the Water. And when we're back, Misa Hilton joins me. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends.
Every day I wake up alone, knowing in my bones, this ain't my home, no, no. Every leaf that leaves a tree, hypnotically reminds me so. I tell you I need a second chance. Teach me to learn, I'm afraid to learn. I can dance, but I can't turn. yesterday I heard somebody say the word spiritual. Take me closer to that man and what he understands. Does he know?
I just love the song Lead Me to the Water. For more information, go to Sharon, G-I-T-A-U, on Twitter. There's nothing like music that gets me into the mood, but now my guest is going to get you into the mood to seeing what your vision is. Misa Hilton is a life coach, a fashion expert, a mother, and an encourager. Welcome to the show, Misa Hilton.
Hey, Max. How are you?
I'm doing so super. I'm glad you're here. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. So happy to be here with you today.
We've been planning this for a while now, and I love how life just works out, because there's that saying, where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be. So where is Misa Hilton right now in her life?
Oh, Misa Hilton is just expanding and inspired and just feeling so full of life and so optimistic about what life has to offer and so excited. And like, life is an adventure. So I'm just enjoying the adventure. I'm having a wonderful rendezvous with life, and it's really amazing. And, you know, to be in this place now, like you said, it's the perfect time. And I want to share that energy and share that love and share that inspiration.
Oh, I love it. You know, there's a vibe and a synergy and a frequency, and I feel your frequency right now through these vibes of the show. So I do. We're going to have an awesome show.
I love it.
Yeah, because, you know, and that's the thing. You know, I love talking about frequency and synergy, because the reality of frequency is, if someone doesn't fit in your frequency, it's like, you know, when there's that disconnect or like something starts buzzing, all of a sudden we're like, our bodies don't feel right. Like, who are you? And it's not a judgment. It's just they're not on your frequency. So we're on the same frequency tonight. I can feel it. We're going to get into that later in the show. But right now, let's get into the genesis of Misa Hilton. Where were you born? When you accepted this life, did you think that all of this was going to happen? You knew it. So tell me about your childhood and growing up.
I was born in Mount Vernon, New York, to a Japanese and Jamaican mother and an African-American dad. And my life has been so full of just wonderful experiences and, you know, a lot of culture and a lot of creativity. You know, early on, I've always been a different child. I consider myself sort of the black sheep of the family. I come from a family, as far as on my mother's side, of engineers and physicians. And one of my aunts actually got her doctorate at Stanford in physics. Like, who does that? She's so dope and so amazing. But here I come with, you know, my different color hair, my fashion forward clothing, my love for music, and totally into sort of creation, you know, and creating a vibe and doing something different that I didn't feel, you know, in my environment growing up. And so at times I felt like an outsider and I didn't feel like I quite fit in with what was expected of me. But all of those things that I just said about myself were my gifts, and they were actually seeds that were planted in me by my source and my creator to share with the world. And because I didn't allow those gifts to be stifled, I ended up having such a wonderful career in fashion where I used all of those crazy things about myself and sort of shared them with my clients. And it's been such a wonderful career in fashion, and it's given so much to me, and I've given so much to it. And it was sort of like my safe place and my space, my place where I felt comfortable and accepted and, you know, honored and, you know, appreciated. And that was really wonderful. It was so great, you know, and I'm still here and I'm still in fashion. Fashion will always be a part of me. I'm still styling and working great projects with great artists and creative people. So it's like the gift that keeps giving.
You're the gift that keeps giving. What I love about you is you use the word creating. And you're known for creating groundbreaking moments in fashion with some amazing musician icons such as Mary J. Blige, Missy Elliott, Little Kim, Chris Rock, Kamora Lee Simmons, Sean Combs, Queen Latifah. And that's just to name a few. Right. You are the creator. And what I love about the word creator and why you bring it up is because we really are the creators of our reality. We are the source and creators of our destiny, of our reality. And things like you just said, the seeds that were planted in you, such as fashion, and it was your safe place. You know, a safe place is somewhere where it feels good, where you feel safe to be you. And that's what I love about the fashion, how you took it, and then you see these artists, and then you have a vision of what they should look like. How do you come up with creating visions for icons like Mary J. and Missy Elliott and Little Kim?
Well, you know, it's a vibe, you know, you have to really, the reason why we've had so much success in our co-creation is because we just get each other. It's not about what's hot and what's in vogue and what everyone else is doing and following trends. We were just blessed to have the courage to set trends, to do things that were out of the box, that didn't seem to go together, that were maybe faux pas, or like, you don't put this with that. You don't wear colored hair. Are you kidding me? That's crazy. You'll look outrageous. But combat boots with a tennis skirt? Oh no, that's not ladylike. Not when you're singing these love songs and singing about heartbreak. So what we were able to do was go there in our minds. And what I did was, my inspiration would come from their music and really getting to know each and every artist at their root. And then coming up with some ideas that best represented them, their alter ego. Who would they be? Who did they want to be? What made them feel good? That's a big part of what I do. What makes you feel good? When do you feel alive? What looks do you love? Who's your style icons and why? You know, so there's a lot that goes into it. But ultimately, the inspiration always came from music. And as a young girl, growing up in the 80s, rap music didn't come on radio. You had to wait till Friday night to listen to Mr. Magic and Saturday. And then that was it. That was all you got. So I would spend my weekends with my stereo on record and pause, waiting for Mr. Magic to come on, waiting to listen to Roxanne Shanté, waiting to listen to UTFO and Run DMC and Spoonie G and all these great artists. And what I would actually do was lay on my floor. And as the music would play, I would envision outfits. Now, this is before music videos was out. How crazy is that? So that's where my mind went. I'm like thinking of walking into a club, hanging out with my friends, going to a party, and what wardrobe would go with the lyrics to this song? What would actually heighten the energy of the song? So when I look back now, I'm like, wow, I was creating music videos in my head before there was a music video, before Hot Tracks came out, before Video Music Box.
And right? So, when you were sitting on the floor with a pencil and a cassette to rewind it, right?
Yeah, and it's like so crazy because that's, you know, that's where my mind went, and right. I loved it, and I spent a lot of time in my mind and a lot of time daydreaming, and I used to get in trouble for daydreaming. I used to get in trouble for dyeing my hair and not getting permission as a preteen and having the long nails and being really colorful and over the top. And sometimes I felt like that part of me was stifled or was inappropriate, but it was my gift. And look, so I nurtured it. I stayed with it. And I found my home in fashion. And I found a place where I was accepted and these ideas were appreciated. But yeah, I spent a lot of time listening to music and sort of daydreaming.
Fashion
was a part of it. I was a girly girl. I still am. I love beautiful things, and I love things that make you think and things that sort of please the eye and make, you know, even if there's some people that are super conservative that will look at some of my work and say, oh my gosh, I can never see myself in it, but they're still looking and it still creates energy and a frequency within them that they're attracted to look. Yeah. And the success speaks for itself.
Well, you know what I love about it all? And I literally had chills when you said it's daydreaming, because we always promote here on Maximum Friends to never stop daydreaming, because our daydreams become our reality. And just for you, when you're sitting there on the floor having these daydreams, these visions of what people are wearing, then all of a sudden what happens, mm-hmm. and you're known for it, is you push the fashion boundaries and you bridge fashion and lifestyle together. So encourage everyone to daydream, people. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I'm your host, Max Tucci. You're tuning in to Max and Friends. My guest is Misa Hylton. I love that you said heighten the energy. What heightens energy for you?
Like energy, creative energy, electric energy, excitement. You know, that exciting energy, life.
Yes.
You know, that's one thing that I want to see people do a lot more of, living. Are we really living? How many people are really living, or are they surviving in a perpetual survival mode that is so depressing and sort of boxes you in? We want people to get out of that, and you start in your mind, start with your visions. You start with daydreaming, thinking of something different, thinking about what feels good to you. What makes you come alive? How do you make others come alive? What energy do you bring when you show up? What do people
can't with
say
you
about
right now. You know, I love this conversation. And here's the synergy in all this. Just the other day, we were talking. There's a song that some people might know, and it's a church song, but it goes, "I need you to survive." And I got so mad at that song the other day.
Yeah.
Because I was like, no, I need you to thrive. And that's what life is thriving. And I love that you brought that up, because, again, it's that synergy. It's that frequency of, we're not here just to live. We're here to thrive and enjoy every moment of life, and it's possible. But now let's talk about Misa Hylton Fashion Academy. Was that a daydream that birthed into reality?
When I started styling in the early 90s, I didn't have a lot of support. I didn't have a mentor. You know, I didn't have anyone that looked like me, that I felt like I could relate to, that could sort of guide me through the process. And I, you know, was self-taught. I had these amazing opportunities, because if you go back to the early Uptown Records days and with the group Jodeci, changed fashion and music as we knew it. Mm-hmm. So I came up in a time where this opportunity presented itself, and, you know, I met it with courage. That Sean Combs and I had this meeting with Andre Harrell, and he said, what Jodeci means in image. And at the time, just to backtrack, Sean Combs was my boyfriend, and he went from intern to A&R at Uptown Records. So I was sort of like we were best friends. I was his right hand person, and I was just a part of that, the beginning of that hip hop R&B sound, right? So we had this meeting with Andre Harrell, and he thought that the guys should be in hard bottom shoes and suits. And that's pretty much what, you know, male R&B singers and groups were doing at that time. So we came with this wacky idea to put these combat boots on, these college, you know, hoodies and baseball caps. And he was like, absolutely not. Are you kidding me? These guys are singing love songs. They're singing ballads. And we spent like 2 hours trying to convince Andre. Finally, he gave in and he was like, you know what? I'm going to let you guys do it, but it's on you. I'm going to give you a shot. And it's all about sidebar the people that give you the shots in life, isn't it? Oh, my God. Those are like just wonderful gifts to be able to. Someone to give you the space and the room to be creative and to show what you got. So long story short, everything changed at that point. The next artist that Andre Harrell had was Mary J. Blige. And he personally came to me and he said, hey, I have this new female singer out of Yonkers. You know, we're both Westchester girls. And he's like, I want you to style her. I love what you did with Jodeci. I love your personal style. And I just want to see what you do with her. And then the rest is history. So from that point, my career took off swiftly. And before you knew it, in 1995, I started my fashion styling management company called China Doll Enterprises. And I managed other stylists. And I had so much work that I sort of groomed them to be able to take these other jobs that I had to offer for them. And I gave them the opportunity to learn. And one of the prerequisites was they had to, you know, follow the rules and understand what it meant for someone to come from the China Doll offices as far as etiquette, as far as business acumen, and of course, creativity. So that was like the seed to the academy. And at China Doll, we've had Jai Hudson, we have Worry Vice, who works with Alicia Keys, we have Marnie Sinafonte, who's now styling Beyonce and worked with Ciara, we had Marielle Hahn, we had Wayne, we had, you know, some great people that have come through the camp. And yeah, that was my first experience sort of nurturing them and, you know, bringing them into sort of paving the way, you know, and pushing it forward. So that was 1995. And, you know, after that time, I was fashion editor at the Source magazine. I worked with Baby Fat and Sean John and Ibisu, so many brands and so many groundbreaking, iconic people. As I, you know, started to sort of mature in the business, I was like, you know what? I would love to have a fashion school and sort of be the person that I didn't have, be that person who educates, who inspires, who opens doors, who makes connections, but also gives the business side and the business acumen that you need to survive and to have longevity, to be respected. Respect was a big thing because earlier my family didn't see this as a job. You know, you're coming from people who are very conservative. So this was like, you're dressing people. Why can't they dress themselves? You know, so they really didn't get it. And the joke is on them now. Ha ha ha. No, but they're very proud of me now. But, you know, I wanted to be that person in that place and this entity that gave good vibes and supported and sort of nurtured. And I started in 2012, myself and Jai Hudson, who's the co-founder, we decided to start the Misa Hilton Fashion Academy. We developed, you know, a program and courses, which are there. So dope. I mean, everyone that has gone through the program, when they're on set and they're out there working, they're like, I hear you in my head. Mm-hmm. And that's my measure of success. It's like I'm in their head and they're like, wow, she set this up for me and gave me the vision and gave me the tools and gave me the skill set so I can actually understand what's happening, rise to the occasion and really create a dope ass career.
I love it. And I love that you bring up Jai Hudson, because we've had Jai on the show here, and her book is Healed with Style and Grace. You all heard Jai Hudson on the show. But I love this Misa Hilton Fashion Academy. So how do people get more information to come and find out if they have what it takes to be Misa Hilton's next Fashion Academy graduate?
Yeah. So, well, you can go to our website, www.misahiltonfashionacademy.com. And there's an application. So the process is you would fill out an application. Then we have an interview process. And the reason why we do an interview process is because we want a specific type of student. And most importantly, someone who has a work ethic, someone who has good vibes, someone who's full of creativity and really wants to take this fashion life serious and really wants to flourish in this business, you know, in the best way. So we meet each and every candidate. So there's a two-step process. There's, you know, they meet first with Tammy DeLorenzo from my office and Jai Hudson. And then once they get past them, the final interview is with me. So we talk about life and we talk about goals and what their vision is and why they want to be a fashion stylist, what they feel their gifts are. And it's a very intimate experience. And once they're accepted, we start the courses and we do them in cycles. Right now, we hold them on the weekends. It's best for, because most people are either still in school or they have other jobs. We have a three-level program, Fashion 101, 102, 103, and then we have a personal shopping course, which we offer. So it's been really exciting and rewarding to date. Some of my students are, one of my students is working with the Tyler Perry camp. He's working on all the television shows. Another student is working with Beyonce as part of her fashion team. We have another student working with the Wayans. And we have another student who's now at Atlantic Records in the creative department and also doing fashion styling. So we have people that have really taken this information and they're just flourishing and they're growing and they're having this fashion experience and they feel so good because it's like I teach the things you can't teach, if that makes sense.
I love it. Well, you know what I love too is that when you link up with someone who knows the industry, who has friends in the industry, who have sources in the industry, those are the people to link up with. I always, when we do shows, I encourage people to link up with people who have succeeded and who are successful.
Yeah.
For me, and when you speak, I just hear the joy that you have and the bliss, and it's an enjoyment when you're able to say, I have students doing this, this, and this, because it's a reflection of who you are and the work that you put in. So it's a beautiful thing to be able to validate that.
Let me tell you something, Max, that I have had tough days, and after I finish teaching, I'm so full. You know, I'm so full with love and gratitude, and it completely brightens my day. And that is a highlight of my life right now. I love teaching. I've always been a natural teacher, a giver of love and good vibes. And I love to see people succeeding at what they do in all walks of life. This just happens to be my expertise. I can style with my eyes closed. I can handle the business side with my eyes closed. And just to be able to share that knowledge and to put it all together in a way that the students are able to receive it. We have fun. We do storyboards. We do vision boards. We have to sell our ideas. We cover the etiquette that's appropriate for assisting as well as being a fashion stylist. Because I always encourage our students to intern and assist. That way you get to work on maybe a higher level project without the responsibility, and you get to see how a stylist troubleshoots, how they handle situations, how they create. And like, that is a gift in itself. It's such a blessing to be able to learn under someone or a group of people who are doing what you want to do, and to just be immersed in that environment in a way where you're adding value, but you're also receiving.
I love it. I love it, and I love you. Let's talk about it.
I love you.
If you're just tuning in, my guest is Misa Hilton. We're talking about life and encouragement right now. Who have been some style icons for you, Misa Hilton?
I love Varushka. I love Chaka Khan. You know who I love? Lana Del Rey. I love her so much.
Yeah.
I just love her energy. I love how she's low-key but so powerful in her image. I love the fact that she's authentic and sort of goes against the grain. So I would say those three. And as far as artists who are new artists today, I love Gwen Stefani. Of course, I love Beyonce now so much because I feel so connected with her. She bared a lot, and it's something about being authentic and not perfect and sharing that I love and I connect to. I like things that are different and things that are unique and things that I can connect to soul to soul.
I love that. It's beautiful. Even when there's a connection to the soul, then just everything else is just a blank canvas and we paint it together. That's what I love about soul to soul relationships. They're the best. So speaking of soul to soul relationships, you went into from music to fashion to an academy to now being a life coach. When did you discover you were a life coach?
I think I've been a life coach my whole fashion career, Matt.
Of course.
And I think that my clients would say the same thing. So I've been like a creative coach, a life coach, like a best friend. I've been blessed to have a lot of wisdom. I have an old soul. So I have like this, you know, infinite wisdom that I've been able to tap into. I don't know how I would know some of the stuff that I knew and what, you know, this information would just flow through me, but I'm able to see or people's energy and just understand them without speaking. And that's just my gift that I was able to tap into. So, you know, now we go from China Doll, I'm dealing and managing, you know, stylists, and we go to the school, and now I'm managing and teaching and mentoring. I'm an inspiring student. And then I begin to see these things, these obstacles that have been created in their minds that are actually holding some of them back from stepping into their power, from actually going forward. A lot of fear of rejection, a lot of not being able to create a clear vision, what I call a halfway vision.
All right, let's stop there. So then how do we create clear visions? Because so many people, they're listening right now, and like we said earlier, mm-hmm. there's so many people suffering needlessly.
Yes.
So what is a clear vision mean to you, and how do you encourage people to have clarity?
Let your vision go. Go as far as you can with it. Don't worry about the who, what, when, how. Don't worry about finances. Don't worry about people. Don't worry about how you will be received. Those are all restrictive thoughts that sort of slow down your momentum. Not to say that you won't still get there, but it's just a slower, draggy energy. Just go there in your mind. If you want to be the president, envision it. What does your office look like? What did you do to get there? What was the process like? What do you love about it? What would you wear? What is the environment smell like? What does it look like? What are the colors? If you want to be the top fashion stylist, whatever you want to be, who can really stop it? No one.
Yeah, no
only
one.
You. If I wanted to turn around today and say, I want to become a doctor, I can do it. Why not? What would stop me except fears or the inability to have a clear vision, because I keep stopping myself or cutting myself off with fears and fear energy that are just illusions. It's not real.
And I always say
real
fear
is love.
And that's the only thing. And fear, what I love to say, because my grandmother says it, is false evidence appearing real.
Appearing real.
That's all fear is. And the other thing, too, that I think so many people struggle with are patterns and pathology. What we were taught,
absolutely.
How we were raised.
Oh, please,
and then,
don't let us get into that today.
No, let's get into that. Because when that foundation is disrupted, that's when we step into our power.
Yes, absolutely. So what happens is we grow up under these belief systems, and there are many things that are said to us that are expected to us. But what's even more powerful is the unspoken energy of your family, the unspoken energy of your tribe and the people that you're around, and how we have to do things the way granddaddy did it and great granddaddy did it and great grandma and the way my mother did it. And sometimes those methods don't work. Sometimes they're stifling. We have to learn how to think for ourselves, how to take information, process it, see how we feel about it, always with the intention of being the best person we can be with positive vibes, but really seeing how it fits into our life and our vision for ourselves, and taking all the best parts of every experience that we have, whether in our family, with our friends, our colleagues, and taking that information because it's a gift, and then processing it for ourselves and seeing how it shows up for us, and discarding what doesn't work for us and keeping what does. And that's the best way to deal with that. I mean, I have some clients who are struggling with getting from under the thumb of the belief system they grew up with. Mm-hmm. It's so deeply embedded in subconscious. And that, my friend, is the obstacle. And it's self-created.
Yeah.
And once you can get someone to understand that and sort of shift them and move them into a different spot, you know, to see different perspectives.
Yes.
There's so many possibilities. Oh, my God, I'm getting so excited thinking about it. Each second.
Yeah.
And each second it's over a million. Can you even imagine that?
I can, because I love the shift. And when we shift the paradigm, we shift the frequency, we shift the synergy, we all of a sudden that shift that's happening is going to feel uncomfortable. And I love it. And I love how you said the second, because I like to call it, it's like micromanaging the now. Whenever, and I have vision, since we're talking about visions and vision boards, we look so far into the future sometimes, which I love to, but let's bring it back and into this moment.
Yes.
And instead of saying, I want to be the president, I am the president.
That's right.
Bring it to the micro moment. Bring it to the micro moment.
Powerful two words ever. I am.
I am. And I love the I am, because that's the, like Bob Proctor, you know, when he talks about the paradigms and the shifting and the I am.
Yes.
And he goes, and I love it, because there was a course he taught the other day was, write down a list of what your expenses are. Not really what they are, but what you want them to be. Act as if they're now. So what do you want your food budget to be? So I was very gracious. Yep. I was like $250,000 a year because I like to eat. I love to eat. But the point is, bring it back to the present moment of right now.
The present
right
moment.
Now. I love that you said stepping into power. So how do we get people to actually step into power?
Stepping into your power is, in my coaching sessions, I do a lot of, I make the clients move around. Sometimes it's, you have to change the energy. You have to change your environment. Go take a walk outside. Go into nature. Get up out the chair. Stand in the corner. Go outside. You know, just sort of change. Don't, whatever you usually do, don't do that. Let's do something different. You know, let's do something different.
You're a pattern breaker.
Yes. Yes. Breaking patterns. Let's talk about patterns. But the most powerful thing that you can do is support someone through active questioning and curiosity, asking questions and getting the person to realize the pattern on their own. Yeah. And that's where the skill set of a life coach comes in. You know, there's so many pathways mm-hmm. and there's so many ways to get there. But when you are able to get a client or get a person to do something different, you know, realize what they're actually doing themselves, there's nothing more powerful. And that's what I love about life coaching, because we don't give advice. It's not a mm-hmm. consulting role. I'm not here to tell you everything that you need to do. I'm here to help you tap into your wisdom, because we all know what we need to do. Yeah. We all know what would make us feel more powerful in that moment, because it's different for each and every person. Yeah. What may make me feel powerful in this moment would be different from what may make you feel powerful in this moment. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So really, you know, connecting with someone's spirit and their soul and getting around the personality.
Yeah.
That is major. You know, the personality.
It is. You know, I'm envisioning right now just a huge piece of marble. And then, like, you just etch away and then the statue of David appears.
Yes.
And that's what we have to
yes.
do. We have to etch away those uncomfortable
yes.
feelings. We have to etch away the
yeah.
patterns, the pathology, the past, who we
yes.
think we are. Just etch that away, because
yes.
inside of that marble is a beautiful statue. That's you, people,
yes.
waiting to
so
shine.
Beautiful.
It's waiting to shine.
Yes.
You, and that's the beauty. You know, I love when I say, when I was searching for God, I found myself. And I go to this
yes.
really great ashram in Florida called Kashi Ashram. And it's like the
mm-hmm.
moment that I went there, being in an environment of peace is a beautiful thing. And just to be able
mm-hmm.
to have that self-discovery of life. And then when you surrender to life, it doesn't mean you have to like curl up in a ball. Just surrender like in full joy with your hands up and just surrender and say, be available.
Yes.
I'm available.
Yes.
And the moment that
I
realized
available.
I was available to the source and to creator and to myself, it was like
yeah.
unbelievable how many things just
yes.
started shifting. Well, if
and
you're tuning
immediate.
In, it's immediate. It's immediate. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Max Tucci. You're listening to Max and Friends. My guest tonight is Misa Hilton. We're talking about so many other things that I forgot we're on the radio, but that's just how life goes. So, you know, I want to
yes.
play a word game with you, because you and I have a feeling we could talk forever. I know we could, but
yes,
you know, time,
could.
The illusion of time is happening. So there, I just want to play a word game with you. And with that, what's the first thing that comes up to your mind when I ask you each word, okay?
Okay. Sure.
All right. So the first word we'll start with is courage.
Courage. Me. Life.
Source.
All there is.
Fashion.
Expression.
Family.
Everything.
Abundance.
My inheritance.
I love it. Yes, Misa Hilton. You know, I love that we talked about the topic, how to release abundance in your life. And I was sending you a message
yeah.
this morning. I was meditating. I see that you, like, before this show, I don't know what you tapped
mm-hmm.
into, but whatever you tapped into is brilliant, because it's just got mm-hmm. such a beautiful flow. So just my encouragement
Thank
to you,
you,
and I'm just stopping the show for a second, but we're going to air it.
Okay.
From my encouragement to you is, you're, that source that you tapped into, I can see
mm-hmm.
it happening. So you're tapping into the source yourself. Keep doing it, because it has so much for you.
Thank you, Max.
Like a I always say a flower just blooms naturally. It unfolds
yes.
naturally. No one
yes.
tells it how to bloom. And the way that you're unfolding naturally, you are such a gift to so many people. So that's from me to you.
Thank you.
I just want you to know that from my heart to yours, because I felt that. And keep tapping into that source, because it's incredible. It's incredible.
Thank you.
So how do we receive abundance into our life?
By knowing that it's there for us. We just have to wait for it to drop into our experience. It's right there. It's everywhere. It's right now. It's this moment. It's these words. It's our energy. It's our co-creation right now. It's our sharing. It's the rain outside. It's the grass. It's the food. It's the clean water. It's the love. It's the appreciation. Oh, we are so abundant. We are so abundant. And when you start to look around and you see it in everything and you see it everywhere and you feel the energy, that's how you unleash it. No, you are not going to feel abundant just because you may get an avalanche of money into your experience. You're not going to feel abundant just because of these things outside of yourself that you feel that you want to attain. Those things are wonderful and you'll have them. But when you feel it from the inside out, when you can't see those things yet, when they haven't manifested, but you're still and you're with God and you're with your source and you just feel how much love is there, how much connection. It's like overwhelming. I could just cry right now, you know, talking about it and thinking about it, because we're so loved and we have everything we need in every moment. And there are so many gifts, and I wish that, and I really promote that, like tapping into and understanding the natural gifts. There's nothing better than that. Man-made stuff, all right, that's a dime a dozen, been there, done that. But just the essence of love, the essence of abundance, like people do they, you know, we have to educate and help people to understand how simple it is. It's so simple, you will miss it moment by moment.
You know, and I think the genesis, it's true. The genesis of abundance is realizing that you are loved beyond measure.
Oh.
And when you realize that you are loved beyond measure, that anything is possible and everything is possible. And just tap into yourself right now, people listening. You know, I love when people tune in because I can feel the energy of people. And I feel the energy of the show shifting right now, that we're here right now. We're opening up to you. My guest is Misa Hilton. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. We're tuning into to Source and Divinity. And when you realize you are loved beyond measure, abundance is your birthright.
Yes, it is.
It's that simple.
Yes, it is. Absolutely, it's that simple. And if you can learn to quiet, it's a meditation. Is a must. And just, you know, I know some people say, oh, well, it's hard for me to meditate. And trust me, in this world, believe me, there's enough outside forces to keep you from that. But you have the power. So that's no more excuses, people. You have to take time to get quiet, get still. And if you get still enough, you will feel the light, airy, beautiful, glorious energy of Source. And it will come in. And let me tell you something. When that energy comes into your experience, the blessings overflow. Things line up. You feel great. We focus on outside things as sort of like, I feel good and I manifested this thing, or I manifested this job, or I manifested this finance or whatever abundance is to an individual. But the feeling, that's what you want. We want the car for the feeling, right? Mm-hmm. We want the job for the feeling. But when you can have that feeling without the thing, it lines up and it just drops into your experience in unexpected ways. And that, my friend, is miracles. And they're happening all the time in every moment.
Yeah.
But you got to get quiet. Mm-hmm. And you have to take that time. That's self-care as well. You have to recharge.
It is.
I mean, with the internet and social media and the amount of pressure that we have because our world moves so quickly, and in the information, that don't watch the news as much as you can.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Like, one of
well,
the
there's a frequency. You know, all of that is frequency. And what's beautiful about meditation is it quiets the mind, but it also quiets the chatter in the mind. If all of you don't know how to meditate, well, here's my offering to you. Go to your Play Store and get the app called Sattva, S-A-T-T-V-A. It's a meditation timer and tracker. It has simple meditations from Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. But the point that I'm bringing up is that meditation, you know, we talk about it so much here on Bags and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that if you can say to yourself, I am happy, that's your mantra.
Yeah.
And just go into that space, close the door, close the chatter, close everyone around you. It's not being selfish. It's being totally into taking care of yourself and just sit in a quiet room and just say, I am happy. I am happy in your mind and start to believe it. You know, there's one thing when we say it, there's another thing when we believe it. So believe, just know this to be true, that I love you all tonight beyond measure. So with that, and I think Misa agrees with me. I know she loves you all too with beyond measure.
Absolutely.
And when you have two people that love you beyond measure, you're loved, even if it's one person, even if it's yourself. But know that there's people here to encourage you, to mentor you, to tell you the words that you might never have heard, which are, I love you. So take that and go sit in your corner. Know that people love you and just say, I am happy, and watch how things, and say, I thank you, thank you, thank you. And once the gratitude rises up in your soul, in that root chakra, everything grows. Everything grows.
Everything grows.
Everything grows. Because everything we need, we already have.
We do. And everything that we need, and everything that we don't, we are unable to see, it will appear when we need it.
Exactly.
You know, if we were taught as young, this is, I am really, I think next on my agenda would be to bring this energy and these teachings to schools, to for after school programs.
Yeah.
These are what kids need to learn
before school.
Early on.
This is a before school program. Before the day starts, get into meditation.
Yes.
I think classrooms, if they did that, students would just have like relief and release.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love it. You're going to do it. I encourage you. And not only are you going to do it, but I'm going to hold you accountable to doing it because you said it here on the show. So now you have to do it.
My accountability partner.
I love it. And that's the thing is that, you know, we have all these great ideas, but who holds us accountable to them?
Yeah. You
know? Yeah. So it's fun.
Yeah. And there's nothing that makes me more happy than sharing and sharing this information and empowering people. I'm an empowerment coach. So that's like my stance. Like, I'm going to be there with you. I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to support you. And my vision for my clients is we're holding hands and we have our hands up to source. And we're just there, open to the possibilities, open to receiving, open to knowing that the best is always happening.
It is always
And just
happening.
Loving every moment. I think about, you know, I know for a fact that when it's time for me to transition, the good times, the tough times, especially those, that's what life is about, getting through them. Like, that feeling, there's no feeling like that in the world, to excel, to learn, to grow, to become wise, to love, to share.
Mr. Hilton, you're going to make me weep. You're going to make me weep on the show. I love it.
You know what I mean?
I do, and what I love, it is, and all of that, in the end, none of it means anything anyway. So don't worry about it. Because the reality is that for the soul, there is neither birth nor death. It is eternal, everlasting.
It's eternal.
So just dance. Dance while you're here.
Yeah.
Dance while you're here. And if you have to dance like nobody's watching, do that too. But can you believe we got to wrap this show up?
Oh, wow. This is so much
I know.
Fun. I really
I'm sweating.
This is great.
You know, there's only a few guests that I have on the show where I'm in studio and I start sweating. And I'm like, this is like it, because what it is, it's just an emotional workout of such beauty.
Yes.
And when we offer everything that we have to listeners, it's the biggest workout ever. I'm like in the midst of a spiritual workout.
Ooh. I love it. This has been so amazing. There's one more thing that I want to say.
Please.
We have to pay attention to energies. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have to learn how to feel. You know, it's a lot of illusions happening, a lot of messages and things that can possibly keep us off our path if we allow it. Distractions, let's call them.
Right.
You have to learn how to feel, and we have to learn that is our navigation system. And when things don't feel right and they don't feel good for you, kindly bless it and move away from it. Mm-hmm. You have to learn how to do that.
And trust yourself. We've got to start trusting ourselves.
And it's not anything scary, and it's not anything. It's a personal choice, and you have that right, and that is your power. And the energy may be living inside of you. So you have to, it's not always outside energy that can feel disruptive. So it's about transforming, clearing, cleansing, and giving those energies, transforming them, let them transmute, give them new jobs, Give them something else to do. A lot of energies that live inside of us that aren't really helping us, they're trying to protect us. They're old belief systems, pain, hurt. We've all been there. We've all had our share, and we all go through it. But there's a beautiful lesson and a beautiful experience in every dark moment. And just take it, bless it, and get away from it. And when I say get away from it, not in a way like, you know, love it because it's a teacher. But move away and realize that you can have a new energy.
Yeah.
And that's
Misa Hilton. I can't, well, you know what? And I just saw in all of that, you know, when there's an energy that doesn't feel right, shine on in it. Shine on and move on. That's it.
Yes.
Because we're not here to dim our light for other people. We're here to shine on always. And I love that Gordana Bernard, who's on the show often, my dear friend Gordana, she says, if you need to pretend or hide your true self, you are with the wrong people.
Absolutely.
Surround yourself with beings of the same frequency as you. And that's what that means. We don't have to judge anybody. You can love them from a distance. You can have the divine know and take that and move on and shine on and bless them, love them, and just be who you are. That's it.
That's it. Absolutely. That's it. It's so simple. The key to happiness and freedom and empowerment and abundance and prosperity and joy and health and everything good, every gift, is so simple. Mm-hmm. It's really simple. It's so simple that you'll miss it if you blink. Mm-hmm. But if you get in tune and you quiet yourself, you will receive it and you will feel it and you will know it. And it's like a quickening that happens in our spirit. And that's what I love so much about coaching, that moment. When I feel the client quicken to the wisdom, to the infinite intelligence that's theirs to know and to embrace and to create from, that's magical. There's no better feeling for me.
There is no better feeling for me either. And I love that we are magicians. We have, like, this is our playground. Have fun.
It is.
We got to wrap this show up. Misa Hilton, my guest, thank you so much for joining me here tonight on Max
and
Friends.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
You're going to come back.
I
want to have you on the show with Gordana Bernard, who I love. Gordana, you're going to love her. She's part of Oprah Super Soul 100. She's in Sweden. She's great. And I just think together we would have an amazing show. I know for a fact because I'm already dreaming about it.
I would love that.
So you'll join us again on Max and Friends. For more information, everyone, you can go check out Misa Hilton at Misa Hilton, MisaHilton. I'm your host, Max Tucci, from Max and Friends. Find me on Twitter, at Max Tucci. What's one of your favorite quotes, Misa?
One of my favorite quotes from Maya Angelou. My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style. And I'm going to leave you with that.
And I'm going to receive that. And I'm going to go into the week with that. And I'm going to go into the week telling you all to love one another. Be kind to one another. Hug somebody this week. Smile at somebody this week. The best gifts are free. And just be grateful for everything we have. Good night and good karma. And take life to the max. I'm Max Tucci for Max and Friends. Good night, everyone.